countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But first, I'm on the Walsh Dairy Farm in Ballylooby near Care in South Tipperary.
The farm is here between the Knockmill Downs and the Galtys.
John Walsh is the seventh generation to farm this land.
I always have a kind of a motto, like, if you're going to do something, do it right.
An award-winning dairy producer, he is one of a number of farms dotted around the country that have been chosen to pilot the Signpost Programme, a new initiative by Chagask to trial carbon-reducing practices on farm.
We have set up a monitoring system so that we can quantify and measure what is happening on the farm. So
Tom O'Dwyer is the Chagask Signpost Manager.
2021 will be the baseline year, so we'll establish the starting point. And then as we go on, we will repeat the measurement in 22 and 23 and so on, and we will publish the results. We will say, this is what's happening on the Signpost farms. And what we hope and expect is that we will show that we can reduce emissions, because the technologies are there, the research is done. The challenge for the Signpost programme largely is to ensure that the technologies that can reduce emissions are applied on farm. And we anticipate that we'll be able to show a reduction in emissions and a maintenance or perhaps an improvement in profitability.
You know, improving in milk quality, improving in environmental issues. I always kind of dabble away in them.
John Walsh is milking 145 cows here in Ballylooby, along with his son Brendan.
I wouldn't let a year go by without planting something, a couple of trees. And it's only now when the environmental issues are coming up that I can see it, right? Like, to maintain a hedge takes years.
Would you have taken out many hedges here over the years now?
Me personally, no. Right. Maybe my father's generation took out some. But the way I look at it, it could take 10 years to get a hedge into where it has to be for environment, but you could destroy it in 5 minutes. Because I can guarantee you, if you set a hedge, set a tree, you'll be the last person to take it down. Because I put up a new building here beside us.
And
there was a line of trees there.
Yeah.
I planted 15 years ago, and I had to take them out, and it broke my heart. But I planted 50 to replace.
What is your plan? Is it to increase numbers over the next few years, or do you see yourself in a situation where you probably will have to stay static or maybe even reduce?
Yeah, we'll go to the 150 maybe and hold it at that. But then if it says you have to reduce a bit, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right.
But if you can improve what you have, it's not a case of get bigger on volume.
Yes.
Improve what you have and you will make just as much money.
Would you see Brendan milking cows here, we'll say, in 20 years' time?
Oh, definitely.
How are you? Brendan, how are you?
Brendan Walsh is 27 years old and studied dairy business in UCD before returning to work with his dad on the farm.
As a farmer, you work with the environment. So I suppose we have to make sure that we're managing it properly and that we're not harming it and that we're actually enhancing it. So I think that has and will continue to play a big role in how Irish farmers and farmers worldwide will farm into the future. Social media is kind of it can be great, and doesn't always paint things exactly as they are. So I suppose us as farmers, we need to maybe look at where we need to improve and put a plan in place and how we're going to tackle the issues that we have, but also to show how we're addressing these issues, I think is a big thing as well, and to show the good things that we're doing.
Yeah.
Because while there is maybe bad press at times, there is also plenty of good things going on as to what we're doing to enhance the environment. I'll give you an example of us here ourselves. I think in 2017 we had a carbon footprint of 1.1 kilo of carbon to kilo of milk solids. We have gone up in cow numbers since that, but our carbon footprint has decreased.
And how did you manage that?
So the simple ones was we switched all our straight nitrogen to protected urea. So that's a simple change that any farmer can make that will actually have a pretty dramatic reduction on their carbon footprint. We upgraded our slurry tanker in 2019, so we bought a dribble bar, and by using the low emission slurry spreading with the dribble bar, that will again have a dramatic reduction in our carbon footprint. We've incorporated clover as well. By growing clover and incorporating it into our reseeding, we now can start to pull back the nitrogen. And also, the main, I suppose, one of the big helps in reducing our nitrogen application has been lime application. So by getting all our paddocks up to a pH of 6+, that means our nitrogen use efficiency will increase, which has allowed us to pull back our nitrogen. So we're actually using less nitrogen year on year, which is bringing down our carbon footprint. We have a lot of hedgerows on the farm. We've actually planted a new hedgerow last winter. There's a lot of different groves and pockets of native trees. Even within our farmyard itself, we actually have herons breeding in a big tree in the yard, and there's bats nesting in the old outhouses as well. There's lots of different, I suppose, animals and biodiversity around the farms, hares, foxes, you name it.
Well, as someone who spent 4 years working at Teagasc as a Walsh Fellow, I'm delighted to see Teagasc taking action on addressing climate change, and I also think it's great that they're looking at biodiversity and water quality as part of this too.
Dr. Cara Augustenberg is a scientist working on environmental policy in UCD.
Great. Another great thing is that they're actually going to get some data and some measurements. So right now we know that the way we're using land, it's actually a carbon source. So the way we manage our land is emitting carbon, when in fact we have wonderful soils that could be sequestering carbon if we treated them properly. So there's the potential here to figure out what kind of things we could do, be it planting hedgerows or changing farming practices, to turn our land into a carbon sink instead of a carbon source, which is badly needed to help address our climate targets. What I would say is that this is not going to change things at the scale that we need to change right now. So if this was being done 15 years ago, it would be groundbreaking. But unfortunately, now we've kicked the can down the road so far. Our emissions targets now have to be even more stringent because we've done nothing over the last 10 or 20 years to address climate change. So this is interesting from a data collection point of view, but we do need to look at system change. And one of the concerns I have about the Signpost Project is it still measures emissions reductions in terms of intensity per unit of dairy or beef produced. And so what that means is that a farmer can get more efficient and appear to be reducing emissions through improving their efficiency. However, if they're adding more livestock to their herd, their absolute emissions can still go up. So they can look good without really addressing absolute emissions. And ultimately, the atmosphere only cares about absolute emissions. If we want to address climate change, we have to reduce the total volume of greenhouse gases going into the atmosphere, and emissions intensity doesn't really help that.
The average farmer at the moment is milking, we'd say, between 80 and 100 cows. In 10 years' time, will they still be milking 80 to 100 cows, do you think?
I think it's going to depend on the farm, and maybe that some farms would be better suited to helping to manage our land better to sequester more carbon. If it's a farm on a very peaty soil, for example, or a farm where we could re-wet some bog land, they have a real opportunity to address the climate problem. Maybe they're not as suited to be increasing their dairy output or their beef output. So I think we have to look at how we manage our land more effectively, and maybe some farms will grow and some farms will move into more environmental targets.
So Brendan, as a young farmer, are you confident that you can meet the challenges that lie ahead?
Yeah, so look, while we're here now, we have challenges in front of us. I would definitely think we can. There's been challenges in generations gone past and they've been met. I'd also think what probably stands the Ireland agricultural industry in good stead is our environment that we have. We have the rain, we have the sun at times, so that allows us to grow grass, which makes us very carbon efficient. So while there is challenges, I think we're in good stead to meet those challenges.
And that was County Tipperary farmer Brendan Walsh ending that report on the new Teagasc Signpost Farms project, which has just been launched and rolled out around the country.